Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 10th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The president unveils his list of possible Supreme Court picks should he be reelected. Los Angeles officially cancels Halloween. Half of urban households now struggling financially. The Oscars introduce new inclusion guidelines for Best Picture. Americans tune out professional sports. Also ahead, what happens if Donald Trump wins re-election? But first, the president revealing 20 people he could tap to join the Supreme Court should he remain in the White House. The list includes Republican Senators Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley, and Ted Cruz. Liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg turns 88 years old next March and has been battling health problems, including cancer. Officials in L.A. County banning trick-or-treating this October, saying the Halloween tradition is simply too dangerous in the age of COVID. Other prohibitive activities include indoor parties, street festivals. Folks in L.A. are permitted to attend, quote, Halloween-themed art installations at outdoor museums. New study from Harvard says 53% of households in America's four largest cities are facing major financial difficulties. Majority of residents in New York, LA, Chicago, and Houston are depleting their savings and turning to credit cards as the urban unemployment rate hovers about 10% because of the pandemic. Nationally, unemployment stands at 8.5%. Starting in 2024, the Academy Awards will implement new industry inclusion standards for the Best Picture nominees. The movies can only be considered by the Academy if they have, quote, at least 30% of actors or staff from two underrepresented groups, like women, LGBTQ, or people with cognitive or physical disabilities. Sounds very complicated. Americans changing channels on professional sports. Ratings down double digits as football starts tonight. According to a new poll from Gallup, a growing number of adults view the teams negatively. More than 40% say they are unhappy to see athletes making overt political statements on the field. In a moment, President Trump badly wants to be reelected. But what will happen if that happens? Right back. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What will likely happen if Donald Trump is reelected president in November? If you study his first term, as I have, Mr. Trump has largely governed in a traditional way. He has moved to the right, become more conservative because that's where most of his support lies. But he has not gone crazy in the Oval Office as far as policy is concerned. Now, his demeanor, his tweeting, all of that is, let's say, non-traditional. But put that aside. We're just talking about governance here. So if reelected, Donald Trump will likely continue to be a traditional president. And his priorities will be these: making good trade deals and stimulating the economy
by making it easier for companies to make money. That's a lot of makes. But Donald Trump believes that his legacy is tied into the country's economic success. So once there is a vaccine for COVID, which is the key to the economic comeback, Donald Trump is ready to resume being a tough trader. And so far, he's been pretty successful in that. Mr. Trump also will support law enforcement over protests and change agents. He doesn't think the United States has to fundamentally change. He will continue to limit immigration, although I do believe some kind of deal will be made to allow more people to come to America legally. But illegally, Mr. Trump will not tolerate it. Next, Donald Trump, if reelected, will withdraw U.S. troops from expensive and dangerous overseas situations. And that puts him at odds with some in the Pentagon. He will also name traditional judges to the Supreme Court. And that's a big thing for conservative Americans. He will hold the diplomatic line against Iran and China. He doesn't want those countries to cause trouble, and he will shoot if provoked, although I don't see China and the USA going to war. However, if Iran attacks any of our boats in the Persian Gulf, they're going to get smacked. Donald Trump will practice payback if he's reelected. You can count on that. He believes that people who have hurt him and his family do not deserve respect. If President Trump were more circumspect in his public statements, including tweets, he'd be ahead right now. But the race is very close because millions of voters do not like Donald Trump's style. That is the truth. And Mr. Trump doesn't really care. So if reelected, you can see that going up a notch or two. If COVID never happened, President Trump would win easily. But of course, that is not the case. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. Hit number 6 on Amazon today. And we really appreciate everybody supporting the book. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 57 years ago, legendary television host Merv Griffin was sitting on an airplane about to land in New York City. The producer was thinking about a new game show to launch during the upcoming TV season. Said Griffin to his wife, quote, "Why not do a switch and give the answers to the contestant and let him or her come up with a question?" The result, the longest running game show in TV history, Jeopardy. After cycling through a series of hosts between 1964 and 84, the Jeopardy crew settled on a relatively unknown broadcaster from Canada, Alex Trebek. The series, now one of the most recognized ever to air,
and is largely responsible for re-energizing the quiz show format following a series of scandals in the 1950s. The game has gone on to give out more than $12 million in prizes across 5 decades. Sadly, Alex was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in 2019 and has been undergoing painful treatment since then. He's written a book about it. Said Mr. Trebek, quote, "I've lived a good life, a full life, and I'm nearing the end of that life. If it happens, why should I be afraid of that?" Alex Trebek is a courageous and good man. And here's something else you might not know. While it may seem the show revolves around a single host and 3 contestants, an entire crew works to come up with unique questions. The show employs 24 researchers and analysts to create the categories and clues used to stump the players. The program even has a website allowing scholars to submit questions from universities around the world. If you end up on Jeopardy, you must choose your words wisely. The game has 3 judges behind the scenes listening live to the participants' answers. If you pronounce something wrong or add an extra word to your answer, it might be no money for you. Jeopardy is a very disciplined presentation. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.